Today's daf is Nida Daf Hey, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalid Amid Beis, Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Ves V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alisa. So, the Gemara is continuing to discuss the first Mishnah in the Masechta, which began with the Machloikis between Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but rather Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Yudal Amid Beis, Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, that there were 3 machloikis in between Shammai and Hillel. So even though there were several hundred machloikis in between the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel, but as relates to Shammai and Hillel themselves, there were 3 machloikis in. Masechtas Nida begins with one, and that is a woman did a bedika, and she found out, and now she has a suffix. How long has the dam been there? Meaning, a woman becomes a nida as soon as the dam leaves the uterus. Even if it's still ba'is ha-makam, she is considered a nida. She now found dam when she did a bedika. The question arises, how long has the dam been there? From the time that the dam emerged from the rechem to her oisai makam, she became a nida. We don't know when it happened. It says, Shammai kol anoshim daya shaitan, that a woman does not have to be concerned that maybe the dam had been there previously, and as a result, from the time that she finds the dam, from that point forward, she's considered a nida. But as it relates to the zman of lemafreya, there's no tum lemafreya. Hillel says, no, I disagree. We have a suffix now when the dam might have been there, so she has to go back, figure out the last time she knows for sure that there was no dam. For example, the last time she did a clean bedika, and anything from then up until now is going to be a state of suffik. As a result, if she touched truma, for example, the truma is going to be suffik tuma. Halacha is loy oichlin, you can't eat it because it may be truma tmeya, but at the same time loy sarf, you wouldn't be able to burn it because maybe it's really truma tayr. The chachamim said loy kedivrezeh, but loy kedivrezeh. The chachamim made a pshara. The chachamim said that I agree with Hillel that you have to be concerned, but at the same time I don't agree with Hillel that you have to be concerned afilu liyamim harbit. You have to go back until the last time that you did a clean bedika. Rather, what is the halacha? The halacha is, it's the lesser of me'es le'es, which is 24 hours, or the last time she did a bedika. So for example, if the last time she did a bedika was 3 days ago, she's only going to be tummy me'es le'es 24 hours. If she did a bedika 6 hours ago, then there's no reason for her to be tummy 24 hours. She'll only be tamei misafik for the last 6 hours. Either way, me'es le'es is me'ma'etes ayad me'pkida le'pkida, u'me'pkida le'pkida is ma'metes ayad me'es le'es. Stating that, the Mishnah in the Seifa said that there's a time where everybody agrees that the halacha is going to be dayashaita. Even the Chachamim, even Hillel, where everybody's going to agree that the halacha is going to be dayashaita, like Shammai said. And that is, kol isha sheyesh lo vest, dayashaita. Any woman that has a vest kavua, any woman that her mitzias is that she always sees dam the same time of month, the halacha is that if she would see dam b'shas vesta, we would assume that the dam came then, chazaka oirach bizmanayba, and you don't have to be concerned for any tumah l'mafreya. No tumah mepkida l'pkida, not even a tumah me'es le'es. Another important caveat to this machloikis between Shammai and the Chachamim that we need to know as background to today's daf is a Mishnah on Daf Zayin. So we're going to learn this Mishnah Be'ez Hashem in the next few days. But the Mishnah over there brings a machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer says, Arba Noshim Daya Shaita. There were 4 women with Allah is Daya Shaita. Who are the 4 women? A besula, that's a woman that never had dam besula. Mu'uberes, a woman that's pregnant. Meinika, a woman that's nursing. And a skena, and an older woman. The reason they're dayashaitin, because all these women are becheskas, that their mesulek is dam. They don't see dam anymore on a regular basis. So in the event that any one of these women saw dam, we would have to assume that it's out of the ordinary. It's an aberration. And because of that, even though she now saw dam, but b'kai gadna, the chachamim didn't say that you have to be concerned for tumah l'mafreya, and as a result, you're not even going to have the tumah of the chachamim in the Mishnah Daf Beis of me'es le'es. Now, if you look at that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua said, ani lo shamati ela besula. I heard something about one of these 4 women being daya shaitan, and that's a besula, as it relates to the other 3, not. And then the Mishnah says, aval halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. So even though we know Rabbi Eliezer shamuti, Rabbi Eliezer is Talmid Beis Shammai, we're going to see an interesting Gemara coming up on Daf Zayin as it relates to that. But regardless, the Mishnah paskins. We don't need a Gemara, we don't need Rishonim, it's a Mishnah. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that says that even though the hachra in the Mishadat Beis Amaral seems to be the Chachamim, like Kedivrei Zeh, like Kedivrei Zeh. But any time a woman does a bedikah, she finds that she has to be concerned for Tomal Mafreya. Me Eis La'Eis, or Mipkida L'Pkida, which is Mametes Ayad Me Eis La'Eis, stating that there are five times, there are five mitziyoses where the halach is going to be that if a woman does a bedika, daya shaita. Number one, the halach in the Mishnah, which is any woman that has a vest, the halach is daya shaita. And then you have the arba noshim that Rabbi Eliezer mentioned in the Mishnah and Dav Zayin, the Mishnah Paskins, halachic Rabbi Eliezer. So you have five examples of where the halach is going to be daya shaita. But I think that before we start today's daf, we need a little bit of an introduction. So the raid today will be in the introduction, even though we like doing it more at the end. But, you know, we're starting a new Masechta, and there's important Yesoidis that are coming up here right at the beginning of the Masechta. Yesoidis that the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail, and Bezus Hashem will discuss in greater detail. But just to understand the definitions a little bit better, a very brief introduction. The first is the halachas of vestas. Again, the Mishnah says, Kol Isha sheyesh lo vest, it impacts the halacha of Tumah L'Mafreya. Even the Chachamim, even Hillel, hold that in this case you don't have to be concerned for Tumah L'Mafreya. B'chai Gavna, we could assume that being that it is a Zman of Vest right now, Eirich B'Zman Ayba, Daya Shait, you don't have to be worried about any Tumah L'Mafreya. The Gemara Masechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says as follows, Tumah Rabbanan, V'hizartem es B'nei Yisrael, mitumasam. You have to make sure that B'nei Yisrael are separated from Tumah. What does that mean? Amrav Yoshiya Mikan. From here we learn Azor Ibn Yisrael Sheyifreshu Minishay Seyam Samach Levestan. That if a woman has a vest, her husband has to be Pirish from his wife. Samach Levestan. Says the Gemara Kama. What is the shear of a vest? Amar Rabba. Rabba said Oyna. It's a period of 12 hours. So if the woman's vest is Bayoyim, so the husband would have to be Pirish from his wife during the Oina of Yoyim. If her vest is Balayla, he would have to be Pirish during Laila. And then the Gemara goes on and speaks very sharply about people that are not Nizer and Vestos, and to the contrary, Brachis, that a person that is Nizer and Vestos gets. Just to mention a few, Amr Abchi Barab, Amr Ab Yoichanon, Kala Pirish me Ishtoi Samach Leveston, having Labonim Scharin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amr Abshua ben Levi said that if someone's Pirish me Ishtoi Samach Leveston, having Labonim Ruuyin Lehaira. So the Gemara waxes poetic about this idea of being Pirish Samach Levestan. So what exactly is a vest? So there's three primary vestos that are Negei LaHalacha. The first one is what's called the Yom HaFlaga. So if a woman usually is Raya Dam on a regular, consistent basis, and the amount of times between Ri'iyah and Ri'iyah are the same. So for example, a woman sees Dam every 28 days. So the Halacha is that every 28 days, there's a assumption that she will see Dam. That is her quote-unquote vest. That's where it's Negeya. This halacha of the Yizartem es B'nei Yisrael mitomasa. Another example of a vest is a Yom HaChodesh. Yom HaChodesh is where a woman sees Dam on the same day of the month. So she always sees it on the third day of the month. Gimel Adar, Gimel Nisan, Gimel Iyar, Gimel Sivan. She always sees it on the same day of the month. The day is assumed to play a role in her vest. And as a result, every time that Yom HaChodesh comes, it's a vest. And you have this halacha that Azor al-Bnei Yisrael, Sheyifreshu Minishasei, and Samach Levestan. The third vest is what's known as Oyna Beinonis. And it's a big machloik is what exactly Oyna Beinonis is, every 30 days, every 31 days. And therefore, lehalacha, what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that a person should be chayish always for every 30th and every 31st day. Like this, it could be Yoytze, Yom HaChodesh, and Oyna Beinonis, lechol adeis. But either way, you have Yom HaFlaga, you have Yom HaChodesh, you have Oyna Beinonis, that's the halacha of vest. Now, from this Gemara over here in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, it would seem that the concept of vestas is a din d'iraisa. V'izartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Am Rabbi Yoshia mikan azor el b'nei Yisrael sheyifushun mishasen. Stating that, the Gemara later on Daf Tez Zayin Amad Aleph says, bo minem Rav Nachman. They asked Rav Nachman, vestas d'iraisa oy the Rabbanon. And it's a whole sugi aruch and shas where the vestas is really a din d'iraisa or vestas a din d'Rabbanon. Another thing to take into consideration is there's something called a vest kavua and a vest she'ena kavua. So a woman who one time sees Dam on the third day of the month, you already have to be concerned and you already have to observe vestas, even though it only happened once. If it happened two times or three times, Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Markedisle, then already you establish a chazok. Once you have a chazokah, the vest takes on a life of its own, and now you have the halacha of vest kavua, which is a lot more chamor. Regardless, our Mishnah that says that kol isha sheyesh la vest halach is dayashayit and is talking specifically about a vest kavua. Additionally, what you see is that this is an example of where a vest really triggers a kula rather than a chumrah. I mean, usually when you think of vestas, you're thinking of chumrahs. Obviously, it's a chumrah. Really, the woman is tahira, she's not an ida. But at the same time, you have to be concerned for an oina that maybe there's really a problem. Stating that, the chumrah is maybe lidei kula. Because over here, being that we assume, we're concerned, so it allows you now to be mekel and say that in the event that she found out, it probably came now. And you don't have to be worried about tumal mafreya, you don't have the tumas chachamim of mi'esleis. That's the first thing. The second thing is the halacha of ksamim. So just some small topics that are negei and nida. Vestas, ksamim, right? These are mamish, this sugyas. But regardless, the concept of a kesef. So what exactly is a kesef? The Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Biya, Perek Tes, halacha aleph, he goes into the technicalities of what makes a woman a nida. Says the Rambam, Ein ha isha mistama min atoira ben nida oi beziva, ad she targish v'tira Don the Yetzei Bipsara, K'moshe B'yarno, says the Rambam, in order for a woman to become a Nida, or a Zava for that matter as well, Midei Raisa, it's not enough that she sees Dam. She has to be Margish. She had to have felt the Dam leave her uterus. If she didn't feel it, if there was no Hargasha, she doesn't become a Nida Midei Raisa. Says the Rambam, Demloi Hirgisha, let's say a woman never had a Hargasha of Dam, Ubatka, but she did a bedika, umatza hadam, and she found the dam lefnim beproizdar, hareza becheskas shebar behargasha, k'mayshu b'yarno. So even though there was no hargasha, says the Rambam, if she finds it, al yedei bedika, there's a chazaka that she had a hargasha, and that chazaka is enough to make her into an idah. Says the Rambam, this is all on the biblical level. Divrei soifim alocha beishu kolaroya kesem dam al-psara. Any woman that sees a kesem al-psara, oy al-pikodeh, or on her pekodim, afal pisha loy hergisha, va'afal pisha bodka atzmo v'loy matzadam. Harezu tmeh, alocha she's tameh, ukilu matzadam lefnim b'psara. Says the Rambam, v'tumazu b'safik, it's only a safik really, but the bottom line is, midday raisa, says the Rambam, the only time a woman becomes a nida is if there was a hargasha. Bedika, if she found it, then it's becheskas, there was argosha. But again, she only becomes a nida midei raisa if there was argosha. Stating that, midirabanon, the chachamim broadened the concept, the scope of nida, and they said that if a woman sees dam on her basar or on her beged, even though there was no argosha, so that midei raisa, she's for sure not a nida. The halach is the midivrei soif and midirabanon, you have to be concerned that maybe she really is a nida. And then the Rambam continues and says that being that when a woman finds a keset, meaning she's roya dam, but without hargashi, so she's only a nida midrabanan, it's for that reason the chachamim were very mekel when it comes to the inyan of ksamim. And the most notable kula is that the only time we're concerned that a kesem is really dam nida is if there's nothing else to be toila the dam in. Like the Gemara said on Nafgim Lamed Aleph, she didn't walk through a shukshal tabachim. So where did the dam come from? Must be. It must be dam nida, even though there was no argasha. But what else could it be? But once we're able to assume that maybe the dam came from somewhere else, b'chai gavni, you're not going to be chayish for ksamim anymore. But again, it's all because, it's all underpinned by the idea that ksamim is a din derabbanan, and being that it's midivrei soifrim, hecha de efsher litlois talinon, we're always going to be toilo lekula to the extent that you could be toilo. Just one kasha that the achronim ask that's important understanding the concept of ksamim is the kesef mishnah's kasha right here in the beginning of Perek Tes, Hilchos Yisurei Biya. And that is, he says, I have a fundamental problem with the whole idea of ksamim. And that is, l'chayra, every kesem should really be a svek sveka. Why? Because safik, if the dam came migufa, or if it didn't come migufa, maybe the dam came from, I don't know, it came from some outside source, came from a tzipor, came from an animal. How do you know that it came from her? The imtim tzoloibim migufa, says the kesem mishnah, even if it came from her guf, safik min acheder, or maybe it came from somewhere else. Not every dam that's yoytze from the isha is dam nida. So freit the kesef mishnah, I think that every kesem should be a svek sveka. So the chayra, svek sveka, you always go lekula. So how do you understand the parish of ksamen? Meaning, isn't the parish of ksamen by definition always a svek sveka? And if the rule is that by svek sveka you always go lekula, so how do you understand the whole institution of ksamen? And the kesef mishnah mutches, he says two terutzim to answer this kasha. But either way, just a little bit of a background, just the definition. Again, no major raid, but the definition of vestos, the definition of ksamim, and it segues immediately in this morning's daf. Zok the Gemara, called Isha Shiyash Alessa. The Mishnah said that even though the Chachamim said that you have to be chayish for tumul ma'afreya me'es la'es, but the Chachamim agreed that if a woman has a vest kavu and she's roya dam on her yoyim vest kavua, then we assume oirich bezman ayba. You don't have to be concerned to any tumul ma'afreya. Zok the Gemara, leimasi yisrab doisi luchura. At first glance, it would seem that even though the Mishnah says it as a stam Mishnah, but I think says the Gemara that this stam Mishnah is really a das yachid. It's the Tana Rab Doisa. The lawyer about Tainu into the Brisa. Rabbi Lezer says arba nashim dayin shaiton. There are four women that are dayin shaiton. Besulam uberes meiniko uskeno. So this is a Brisa that elaborates a little bit on the Mishnah that we mentioned in the introduction on Dav Zayin Amar Alf. Rabbi Eliezer says there's four Noshim that are dying Shaitan. In that Braisa, that also quotes Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Doisa Ayat. And he says, Kol Isha, Sheyesh Leves Daya Shaitan. So it sounds like it's Rabbi Doisa Shita. Meaning this Rabbi Doisa is really quoting the Stam Mishnah that we had on the Dav Zayin Amar Alf. But doesn't it sound like it's Rabbi Doisa and not the Stam Mishnah? Now, why does that matter? Presumably it matters in the world of Psak Halacha, because Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. So if you're telling me it's a Stam Mishnah, the Halacha is always like a Stam Mishnah, but if we know that it's not really a regular Stam Mishnah, because in a Braisa, it's Shitas Rav Doisa, then L'Chura, maybe the Halacha is not like this idea that Isha that has a vest kavu is going to be Daya Shaita. But the Gemara says, no, Filu Tame Rabban, maybe really the Stam Mishnah is going to go into Rabban. Adkan Pligi Rabban Allah Rab Doisa. Maybe when did the Rabban argue with Rab Doisa? Elo Shalebish has Vesta. Maybe the machloikis between Rab Doisa and the Chachamim regarding an Isha Sheyesh Laves, whether it's Daya Shaita or not Daya Shaita, that's only when the woman saw Dan Shaloi Bishas Vesta. Ava Bishas Vesta, Moidule. But Bishas Vesta could be the Chachamim Amoida to Rab Doisa. Umasnisa Bishas Vesta. And the Mishnah that said Kolisha Sheyesh Laves Daya Shaita is the way we explain the Mishnah. It's talking about when she saw it on the Yom HaVest. Oirich Bizman Agba. Vidivri Akol. And it's for that reason everybody's going to agree to the Halacha in the Mishnah. In other words, if Mara is saying that maybe Rab Doisa in the Brisa is saying something else. He's not saying that when a woman has a Vest Kavu and she sees Dan on the Yom HaVest, that's when we say Daya Shaita. He's saying something similar to what Rabbi Eliezer said. He said, when a woman has a vest and she sees it, shaloi b'shas, the vest, it's fair to assume that it was an anomaly, that it wasn't there for a while. Because when a woman has a vest, just like the chazok of the vest says that she sees on the yoyim vest, the chazok of the vest also says that she doesn't see shaloi b'shas, the vest. And just like Rabbi Eliezer said, b'sulam u'beris me'niko v'skeinu. Being that they're becheskas mesulek as damim, the halacha is if they see it's a chiddush vein lo chabayalam mishas chiddush veilach, so to speak. The halacha is daya shaito. So to a woman that has a vest and she sees shaloi b'shas vest, we make the same assumption. We can make the assumption that really she's a becheskas mesulek as damim now shaloi b'shas the vest, and that's why. But enochinami, as it relates to seeing it in the yom haves, there everybody is going to agree. Even the chachamim are going to agree that the halacha is going to be daya shaita. The Mishnah is talking about what she saw in the yom haves has nothing to do with Reb Doisa's chiddush. Reb Doisa's chiddush was the isha that has a vest. She saw it shaloi b'shas vest. Even then, the halacha is going to be daya shaita. Says the Gemara b'chad Reb Doisa. The Gemara makes the cheshbon we just made. I feel it shaloi b'shas vest. I mean, clearly Reb Doisa's shita is that even shaloi b'shas vest, the halacha is daya shaita. So the Gemara man tandel hal the Tana Rabbanu. If that's the case, who's the tandel the following price? Isha sheish a vest, a woman that has a vest, kisma, tome limafreya, a woman that has a vest, and then she's roya kesem. So the halacha is her kesem is going to be tome limafreya. Now, till now, we're talking about a woman who was roya dam. How? So Rashi said in the Mishnah, she did a bedika, she found dam, shamay hil the chachamim, how exactly we treat the tome limafreya. What if a woman finds a kesem? She finds a kesem, and she goes to a rav, and the rav says, it's the right shear, it's the right color, it's for sure dam nida. So now she's tameh. How does that impact tumah l'mafreya? Is there going to be tumah l'mafreya by a kesem, or is there not going to be tumah l'mafreya l'makres? First glance, you would say, I don't know, maybe ksamim is only midrabanon, it's a svek sveiko, so maybe it could be mekel. The truth is, it's just the opposite. Ksamim is actually more chamor when it comes to tumah l'mafreya. So we had a kula in vestis this morning, and we have a chumr in ksamim. Ksamim is actually more chamor. And the reason ksamim is more chamor is because when a woman does a hargasha, when a woman does a bedika and she finds dam, so the bedika happened right now. When a woman finds a kesem, she has no idea how long the stain was on the kesem. Maybe it's been there for a while. So therefore, if you're going to start talking about even tuma me'eis le'eis, maybe the me'eis le'eis is from 3 days ago. You have no idea when it got there. I mean that you have no idea when it got there, you don't have the benchmark, which we have here, which is the shas bedika. Over there, you have no idea when it got there. And being that you have no idea, so for that reason, you have to be machmir. And if you're going to start banning me'eis le'eis, you don't know when to start the me'eis le'eis. So the tuma is l'mafreya, it goes all the way l'mafreya. Now really, it's a sugya in the end of the Masechta where the Gemara discusses the Tumah L'Mafreya of Ksamim is a Me'eis Le'eis, like the Chum say in the Mishnah Daf. There is a Mandama clearly, however, that holds that the Tumah L'Mafreya, that's the Pashtis, is not a Tumah Me'eis Le'eis. It's even more Chomer. Either way, says the Braisa, what about a woman that has a vest that found a Kesem? Zok the Braisa, if a woman has a vest and she finds a Kesem, she's going to be Tumah L'Mafreya. And the reason is, she imtira shaloi b'shas vesta mitame me'eis le'eis. Because if this woman would find dam through a bedika, shaloi b'shas vesta, she would be Tumah me'eis le'eis. It's for that reason that halacha is that if she finds a Kesem, she could also be Tumah L'Mafreya. It's mavu in the Gemara, that the Gemara holds, that a woman whose status is daya shaita can have a halacha that her ksonim are going to be Tumah L'Mafreya. Because if that's the case, the Rashi explains the Gemara, it's going to come out that Ksamim is more Chomer than Bedika. On that level, it's not possible. Meaning, you could say it's more Chomer in terms of when it's found by Yidei Bedika to Me'eis Le'eis, Ksamim maybe even beyond Me'eis Le'eis. But to tell me that a woman's Daya Shaita, she has no Tumah L'Mafreya if she finds it Yidei Bedika, which is already a Shaila of a Nida Dairaisa. But if she finds it Yidei Kesem, then she's going to have a Tumah L'Mafreya. That the Gemara says not Shaykh. Stating that, Isha She'esh Le'vezok Debraisa does have Tumah Ksamim L'Mafreya. You know why? Because this woman is not always Daya Shaita. She's only Daya Shaita if she finds it B'Shaz Vesta. But if she finds it Shaloi B'Shaz Vesta, she's not Daya Shaita. In other words, the Bryce is saying clearly, what we need is that you see, the Tana the Bryce holds, that Isha Sheyesh Leves, that finds the Dam Ayidei Bedika, Beshaz Vesta is going to be Daya Shaita, but if she finds the Dam Shaloi Beshaz Vesta, she's not going to be Daya Shaita, which is not like what the Gemara just said, Ashita's Rabdoisa. Zok the Gemara, Neymar Rabbonon hi v'loi Rabdoisa. Should we say that the Tana this Bryce is the Rabbonon v'loi Rabdoisa? Gemara says, no, it's not Mukha, Chathul Tame Rabdoisa. Maybe it's even Rabdoisa. Why? Because I can't figure out the Rabbi, even the Rabbi said in the Chachamim that there's an idea of an Ishish Levest that's Daya Shaita. That's only if she found the B'Shaz Vesta. Ava Shalei B'Shaz Vesta, Moidule, but if she found it, Shalei B'Shaz Vesta, she's going to be Moida. Umas Nisan, I the Mishnah that says, it's referring to Shaz Vesta for Rav Doisa, because even Rav Doisa only said his halacha for Shaz Vesta. U'Braisa v'Dibriyakol, and the Braisa is Dibriyakol. In other words, we just went fakert from what the Gemara said a minute ago. The Gemara first said that the machloikis between Rav Doisa and the Chachamim is dafka if she was roya dam shaloi b'shaz vesta. And now the Gemara is flipping and the Gemara is saying the machloikis between Rav Doisa and the Chachamim is dafka if she saw the dam b'shaz vesta. Because if she saw it shaloi b'shaz vesta, then even Rav Doisa is going to be moited. Now why did the Gemara want that the machloikis should be when she saw it shaloi b'shaz vesta, but b'shaz vesta divrei hakoil, everyone's going to agree daya shaita? Because the Gemara wanted that the Stam Mishnah, Mishnah Da Beis Amanal, should be according to the Riyaka. Why did the Gemara flip now? Because the Gemara wanted that the Braisa that says an Isha Sheyesh Lavest sometimes has Tumah L'Mafreya is Aliba the Divrei Hakoel, which would then mean it stems even with Rav Doisa, which would mean that even Rav Doisa holds that Isha Sheyesh Lavest, if she finds that Shloi B'Shaz Vest is not Daya Shaita, she's going to have Tumah L'Mafreya. In other words, the Gemara first thought, let the Stam Mishnah work according to everybody. And then the Gemara was chayza because the Gemara wants the Stam Braisa to work according to everybody. Right? The Gemara, v'lukma ipcha. Doesn't it make more sense to make the Stam Mishnah work according to everybody than make the Stam Braisa work according to everybody? The Gemara says, yeah, but kimet ikka lukma l'kula l'chumra makmina. You're right. The Gemara's consideration over here wasn't Braisa versus Mishnah. Mishnah always takes precedence over Braisa. So you'd much rather the Mishnah work according to everybody than have the Braisa work according to everybody. The Gemara's coming from a different angle. The Gemara's angle is, we want to be machmer. We don't want to be mekel. And if the Tana of the Mishnah is going to be only Rav Doisa, it's not going to be everybody, then it's going to come out only Rav Doisa holds that an Isha that's Roya Dam B'Shas Vesta is going to be Daya Shaita. But Chachamah are going to be more Machmer. They're going to hold that even an Isha that has a vest and she's Roya Dam B'Shas Vesta is going to be Tomei Tumah Me'eis Le'eis. That's a Chumrah that comes out by making the Braisa work according to everybody and the Mishnah only being Rav Doisa, if you go in the reverse, if you make the Mishnah work according to everybody and the Braisa only be Rav Doisa, then you can end up with a Kula. The Gemara says if there's an option to go Lakula, Lachumra, even though we're dealing with Tumah Mieslez, which is maybe not even a Tumah Deiraisa, it's a Tumah Derabanan, but still the Gemara feels it's better to go Lachumra than to go Lakula. Ptani, we said Shem Tirish, Levish Has Vesta, Metame Mieslez. So this Braisa that the Gemara brought, and that is the Isha Sheyeshla Vest, that Loch is Kisma Tumah Lamafre. Why? And the Braisa said it's only because an Isha Sheyesh Leves could have Tumah L'Mafreya if she saw the dam al yedei bedika. How is that possible? Because even though she's Daya Shaita, she's only Daya Shaita if she sees a B'Shaz Vesta. But if she sees Shlei B'Shaz Vesta, Shem Tirit Shlei B'Shaz Vesta, Metame Me'eslei. Zok de Gemara, Taimi de Isha Sheyesh Leves, Hu de Pligi Rabbanam Ben Kisma L'Riyasa. It sounds like Tzdafka, this Isha Sheyesh Leves, over there, you have this halacha that her ksamim are going to be tamei l'mafreya. Again, why? Because if she would have seen the shlevi shas vesta, she would have a tumah l'mafreya. You have to. The only time your kesam is tamei l'mafreya is if you're shayach to a tumah l'mafreya al yedei bedika. The isha yesh l'ves has that. When? Because shalei b'shas vesta, she's going to have the gemara shayim nashim. Shalom b'chama dayin shaitan. It sounds like the other nashim that the chamim said dayin shaitan, being that they're always dayin shaitan. Right, a basula, meinekes, a muberes, a skena. She's always daya shaita. There's no shas vest and shloy shas vest. Being that she's always daya shaita, kiss and curios. It should come out that her ksamim are also always going to be daya shaita. Because again, it's mavur in the lashon of the brayso that the only way ksamim can have tumah l'mafreya is if the real nida has tumah l'mafreya. But if there's no tumah l'mafreya with the real nida, because it's daya shaita, the ksamim also not. Isha sheyesh la vest, even though she's daya shaita, but being that if she sees the dam shalei b'shas vest, so she has tumah l'mafreya, so therefore her ksamim can have tumah l'mafreya. Zok Gemara, but what about the other nashim that never have tumah l'mafreya? Kisman kiriyason. Zok the Gemara, mani Reb Chanina ben Antignus. It must be the tana of that brayso then is Reb Chanina ben Antignus. Am Rav Yudah Mashmuel. All nashim have tumas ksamim l'mafreya. The nashim shamru chacham daya shaitan. The nashim that chacham said a daya shaitan kisman kiriyason. Her ksamim are like her re'iyah, meaning daya shaitan. There's no tumas l'mafreya. Chutz mi tinoikis shelo yigiyas manu liris. Except for a tinoikis who is lo yigiyas manu liris. She's not of age yet, which is ra'yadam. Shafilu sadinim shelo meluchlochim bedam. Even if she has sadinim that are on her and then meluchlochim bedam, still ain't choshen in law. But either way, so the Gemara, it's Mufur Rav Chanina ben Antignus. You have to say the time of that price. So is Rav Chanina. So the Gemara, Yisrael Rav Chanina has some cloud. Does Rav Chanina hold the cloud ksamim? Now the Gemara doesn't mean does Rav Chanina ben Antignus hold of the idea of ksamim. Everybody holds a ksamim. The question is, does he hold that this ksamim bechlau by these nashim? Meaning, we're saying that these nashim that are daya shaitan, if they would find a kesem, it would be tamim. It's just that there wouldn't be tumah l'mafreya. But that in and of itself, that it would be tameh, is a chiddush. And the Gemara says, "V'tani we learn to the brayso called nashim ksam kisman tameh, v'nashim shamru chacham dayin shaiton kisman tameh." Rav Chaim ben Antignus says, "Nashim shamru chachamim dayin shaiton ein lohem kesem." My law doesn't sound like ein lohem kesem. Cloud, the Gemara loy ein lohem kesem l'mafreya. It just means that they don't have tumah l'mafreya when it comes to kesem. Aviyesh lohem kesem mikanu laba, but they do have ksamim mikanu laba. So the Gemara mikloud. Comes out then the Tanakama Sovar Afilu Limafreya. That right, if we're saying now this is all Rav Chanina ben Antignus, so it comes that Tanakama holds that even the Noshim that are dying shaitan, the halach is if they have they roy a kesem, the kesem is going to be tame, chiddush number one. Now is it going to be tame? It's even going to be tame l'mafreya. The Gemara says, wow, it sounds like a big chiddush. Gemara says, it's not such a big chiddush. Remeyehi, because that kind of kam is remeyehi. The machmer gam iksamim, who you find, he's machmer by iksamim. Now Rashi says, where do you find remeyehi's machmer by iksamim? So Rashi doesn't really explain. Rashi just says that remeyehi was more machmer by iksamim than by real re'iyah. Even though iksamim, again, is tumah d'rabbanan, and the real, when Isha finds Dama Yidei Bedika, then it reads Becheskas, there was a Hargasha, so then it's a Nida Dairaisa, but Remeir is more Machmer by Ksama. So the Dalai Nashim that are Daya Shaitan, if they found Yidei Bedika, they're going to have a regular Tumah L'Mafreya when it comes to Ksama. But Tosfos says that it's more Mashmer to me that if you go through Masechtas Nida, you find Remeir was always Machmer when it came to Ksama, over the Chacham. So Tosfos goes through many Gemaras, Machlois and Chacham and Remeir, where Remeir is a Machmer in Hilchas Ksama. So the fact that you find this Chumra, so this is all Rameya. I saw in the Sha'arim Mitzionim Balacha, he brings from the Baal Shoyal Umeshev in one of his Sfarim. He said that it could be Pshat is because the Kesem Mishnah really asked the Kasha. We spoke out of the introduction. There's a parish of Ksam, but really it's always a Svek Sveka. We know Svek Sveka, the Pnei Yeshua says in the Sugya of Pesach Pasuach, works midin roiv, which means, and the Pnei Yeshua makes the cheshbon there, that according to Rav Meir, that's chayish lo miyuta, Rav Meir would always have to be more chayish when you're up against a svek sveka, because svek sveka's whole koyach nevzach fin roiv. Rav Meir is chayish lo miyuta. So it's Rav Meir l'shitasa, he said the shayla meisha, very gishmak, who's always chayish lo miyuta. So he was chayish by ksamim as well. The whole kshash by a kesim is really it's a far-fetched possibility, but Rameir's Chayish Lomiyuta. So just like Rameir's always Chayish Lomiyuta, it's Rameir Lashitasa, all these Rameir's that Taisus brings over here. But either way, Zokti Gemara, that's who this is going to be. It's all going to be going according to Rameir. So Zokti Gemara, in Rameir, the Machbegabi, time to call, and Oshim Kisman Tomim Lomafre, and Oshim Shomel Chacham and Dayan Shaitan, Kisman Tomim Lomafre, and Divri Rameir. What's the age when a girl is considered a Giyaz Mano Liros? Rashi says when she turns 12 years old, or she's maybe Beisiris. But either way, that's when a woman is considered to be at the age where she is Higiyas Mano Liros. But regardless, this is a Mefurish Abraisa that mentions Rameir. It's very Gishmak. This is Rameir L'shitasa, the way Tosfos learns. The Rameir was always Machmer when it comes to Ksamim. Excel. Either way, so the Mishnah continued. And the Mishnah said that, according to the Chachamim, Loi Kedivrei Zeh, but Loi Kedivrei Zeh. Meaning, the Chachamim weren't maker like Shammai that call on Hashem Dayan Shaita. They also weren't machmal like Hillel that you have to go back mi pkida le pkida filu yom harbe. Rather, mi eis le eis is mi metes ayad pkida le pkida, and pkida le pkida is mi metes ayad mi eis le eis. Then the Mishnah said, ha mishameshes be Eden, a woman who's mishamesh mitasa with Eden, the halach is ha rezu ki pkida, u mi metes ayad mi eis le eis, vayad mi pkida le pkida. So Rashi in the Mishnah explained, that what does this mean, ha mishameshes be Eden? So Rashi said, that really, it's a Mishnah later in Daf Yud Aleph, and it's a Mishnah later in Daf Yud Aleph, so we'll go into this already in greater detail. But there were certain women, because they were oisekes betahiris, they were always busy with tahiris, with truma, kachim, tahiris. So because they were oisekes betahiris, the Chachamim said that these women, before their meshamesh mitasan, and after their meshamesh mitasan, they have to do a bedika. It's a chumrah in the fact that they have to be more clean than others do. And as a result, the Chachamim obligated additional bedikas. A bedika in the morning, a bedika in the evening, but also a bedika lifnei tashmish and a bedika la'acha tashmish. These Edom are those bedikas, the lifnei tashmish and the la'acha tashmish. And the Mishnah said a woman that's meshamesh is be'edom, and she found, and she did the bedika and it was clean, that's considered a clean bedika. So it could be mametes ayad me'es le'es, and it could also be mametes ayad me'pkida le'pkida. So if she did this 4 hours ago, the last time she did a real bedika was 6 hours ago, so you only have to be chayish for Tumah L'Mafrei up to 4 hours. You don't have to be chayish for Tumah Me'es Le'es, you don't have to go back 24 hours. She was Mishamesh Be'edim. You don't even have to go back to the Zman of Mipkida L'Pkida, because this constitutes a bedika. Even though the Mishnah says HaMishamesh Be'edim, so it sounds like plural, Lashon Rabin, Bein Lifnei Tashmish, Bein La'acha Tashmish, no. The bedika that she does Lifnei Tashmish doesn't count. So if she did a bedika Lifnei Tashmish and it was clean, it's not mametes. The one after does, the one before not. My time. All right. Ketina b'teichsha mehuma lebeisa. The reason is because she's mehuma lebeisa. She knows she's about to be meshamish mitasa. So memaheres leshamish, Rashi says. So we assume that she's not lucid enough where she could do a clean bedika or the proper bedika. And it's for that reason. Veita gemara v'chim mehuma lebeisa mayhav. It still requires a little beer. So the gemara, no. B'teichsha mehuma lebeisa ina machneses lechayrim v'lestakim. Not any bedika is considered a bedika. She has to be machnesos chayim v'stakin, and we're concerned because she's mehuma, she's not going to fight the Gemara. Tonight we learn to our Mishnah. Hamishamesh is beidim arizu kapkida. My love, eidim is a lashon rabbi. It's much v'chal lifnei tashmish v'chal la'acha tashmish. How does it stem with what Rehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the bedika lifnei tashmish doesn't count? So the Gemara says, "Look, eidim v'idim la'acha tashmish." Really, both bedikas, both eidim are referring to la'acha tashmish. Ve'echod lo, ve'echod lo. One is referring to the bedika that the woman would do, and the other one is referring to the bedika that the man would do. Tonight we learn to our Mishnah. Derech Nesis. So the woman used to do the bedika, and the man would do a bedika as well. So what the Mishnah is saying is that if she did a bedika lachatashmish and it was clean, or if she didn't do a bedika but he did a bedika, on himself, and it was clean, either one of those bedikas are going to count, and it'll be mametes ayad mi es le es ayad lepkida lepkida, as it relates to the halacha of tuma lemavre. Feit gemar fashtein shaima. Iyam bishloim echad of neitash v'schad la'achatash mish itzdrich. Bishloim, if what the Mishnah means when it says mishumash shesbidim is lifnei and la'achar, I understand the chiddush. What's the chiddush? Not like Shmuel, because all good I would have thought to take Shmuel a beso loy batka shaper kamash malon that are ezu kipkid. That's the chiddush that's considered a bediga. El yamrit idvidu achatashmish. But if you're going to tell me that both are laachatashmish, no echad loy vechad, oh pshita, why is that a chiddush? Pasha, why would you think that it's not a good bedika? What's the difference between that bedika and any other bedika? Every bedika is a derabbanan diga bedika, really, and still it works. So why would you think this bedika is different? Okay, so you'll tell me if the Mishnah means even the bedika lifnei tashmish. Where there's a svara that she's mahum lebeisa and ain't a machnesus lechayim lestakim. Okay, that's a chiddush. But you tell me that's not the case. You tell me Shmuel's gerech that Shmuel said that that's not a bedika. Elamai, it's the bedika de la achatashmish. So what's the chiddush? Why is that different than any regular bedika? So the Gemara, no, pasha. Because now the time I would have thought shemetira tipas dam kechardol v'techafena shichvazer. That bedika apparently was done right after tashmish. So there's a concern that maybe there's really dam. How much dam? Very little. Tipas dam kechardel. But Bnei Yisrael achmir al atzmon that they're yoishv shivinikiyim even on tipas dam kechardel. So that's already considered dam nida. And maybe it's being covered by the shichvazera. So you would have thought that this is not a perfect bedida either. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Diba yaseim ezok de Gemara. Another mahalach, how to read the Mishnah, is ishtei bedika is atzrichu rabban. Again, what's the kasha? It says, ha-mishamesh is be'idin. Shmuel said that only the bedika la'achatashmish works. The bedika lifnei tashmish doesn't work. The Mishnah says, Eden lasher adnim. So the first teretz of the Gemara, well, we said a lot of things. So what's the Ibai Yisema going back on? The first teretz of the Gemara was that really it's Eden lasher rabim. One is his bedika, the other one is her bedika. The Ibai Yisema, the two are really both her bedikas. One is lifnei tashmish, one is la'acha tashmish. I didn't, Shmuel said, eid lifnei atashmish, eina ma'ed kipkida? Zot the Gemara, yes, that's true. But the Mishnah means to say, when it says, mishaneshes be'idim, is something else. Shtei bedikos atzrichu rabot. It's coming to teach me the basic halacha, that there were certain women, because they were sekes b'tairis, they had to do two bedikas. Chad lifnei tashmish, v'chad la'achak tashmish. V'chik toni arezu kipkida. Now when the Mishnah made its second point, this is doichik, but when the Mishnah made its second point, and that is that that bedikas mametes ayad nepkida lepkida, that was al la'achak tashmish. In other words, the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is v'hameshameshes be'idim harezu kipkida u'mametes ayad meis leis. Not a woman that punked has the halacha, she has to mishameshes be'idim, and now she just did a bedika, it's my mat. No. Mishameshes be'idim. There's an idea that a woman sometimes has to be mishamesh be'idim. Who is that? Certain women. They have to be mishamesh be'idim. Why idim? Because one lifnei tashmish and one lachet tashmish. Oh, by the way, a woman that's mishamesh be'idim, the halacha is the second one, the one that's not lachet tashmish, being that that's a good bedika, we don't have to be concerned she's mehum lebeisa, that one is going to be mametes ayad me'es le'es. Either way, the Mishnah then is saying two things. Number one, a halacha that's very much negay, the first Mishnah is like this nida, and the other one is agav archi kamash malon, that is a halacha that a woman is supposed to be mishamesh, but the Gemara says, v'ha mishamesh is ktani. How do you fit into the words of the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't sound like it's telling me the halacha that a woman sometimes has to be mishamesh b'idin. It sounds like a woman that was mishamesh b'idin. So, Gemara, you're right. You have to edit the Mishnah. Tnei u'mishameshes. The way you read the Mishnah is u'mishameshes b'idin. There's an idea that you have to be mishamesh b'idin sometimes. That's number one. Number two, a woman that's mishamesh be'idin, the halacha is the eid, the la'acha tashmish, is mametes ayad meis leis, is mametes ayad mepkida lepkida. So Mishnah said that second bedika, the one of la'acha tashmish, it's mema'it zman of meis leis. Even though the Chachamim said that any time a woman does a bedika, she finds down, she's tummy tumal ma'freya. What's tumal ma'freya? Meis leis of pkida lepkida. There's something that can narrow that kufa. It could be less than meis leis, it could be less than pkida lepkida. How so? A woman who's derech is to be meshamesh with bedikas. The bedik of achatashmish is mametes ayad meis leis. It's mametes ayad mepkido. Frey the Gemara hashtem meis leis mametes mepkido lepkido mibaya. Frey the Gemara question. Once the Mishnah already tells me that it's mametes ayad meis leis, meaning if she did no bedik in the last 24 hours, other than the bedik of achatashmish. So really, we have a 24-hour concern. Still, this bedika is a good enough bedika that it can negate the last 24 hours, and we could assume you have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about the last 24 hours. This is mametes ayad mepkido. So certainly, if she did a bedika 3 hours ago, and the whole time period we're not sure about is a shorter time period, certainly it should have the ability to be mamet, meaning a longer period of time should be more chomer as it relates to these halachas, because there's more possibility that something went wrong, that she was really done. So madach, this bedika could be mametes the longer time period, certainly the shorter. Zakti Gemara, no, mal detem, I would have thought me esle es chashu rabbanu lepsei de tetairis. Avu mepkida lepkida gloi, kamashmon. You would have thought that maybe, faket, it's only mametes ayad me esle es. You know why? Because me esle es, being that if you're going to make her tummy for 24 hours, she may have to throw out her whole kitchen. It could be all the food in her closet, everything. There's a much bigger possibility of there being tumma, and there's more tumma in kamos. And as a result, maybe over there the chachamim said, okay, such a pseida, there's such a hefsid mamin, we're going to rely on this kula and the bedik of achatashmish, we're going to consider a good bedika. But if it's only for a few hours, how much tumma could we be dealing with already? Maybe they're not. So it's a flip way of looking at it. Kamashmala, ketza daya shaita. Then the Mishnah said, so what is an example of daya shaita? So again, who said daya shaita? Shammai. Shammai yomer kol anoshim dayan shaitan. And then we saw even the chachamim hold dayan shaitan. When? Kol isha sheyesh la vest, daya shaitan. That was everybody. Even the chum hold kolish yesh leves daya shaita. After she saw the shas vest, maybe even if she saw shaloi the shas vest. According to Rav Doisa, additionally, you have the Mishnah Dav Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Meinika, the Skein, the Psulim Uberes, those dalin oshim, they're also daya shaita. So the Mishnah explained how exactly a daya shaita works, and the Mishnah gave a very specific example. Hoisi yeshavas b'mita, woman was sitting on a bed or a chair or a couch, vasuka b'tayrus, and she was holding tayrus upirsha, and then she got up. And she did a bedika, I guess, and she saw down. So the halach is hitmeya, she's tamei now, moving forward. But the hein tayres, because daya shaita, even though she was sitting 5 minutes ago on this mita, you don't have to be worried about this mita. Freik di gemara akasha. Lomadli the misni hoisi yeshavas b'mita. Why does the Mishnah have to talk about a case where she was sitting on a mita, vasuka b'tahayres? Why does the mita matter? Listni hoisi vasuka b'tahayres upersha v'rasa. Mita, it just sounds like an extra word, right? The Mishnayas are always written very much b'lashon k'tzara. How much chsur and mechsur do we have in Mishnayas and Brises? Every word is prime real estate. You have a whole word here. She was sitting on a mita. Is the mita lending any significance to the halacha? So the Gemara says, absolutely, a very, very critical halacha. And that is Hokamashmor. Time of the Daya Shaita. The only reason the mita and the tires are not tummy, it's because she's daya shaita. But if she wasn't an isha sheyesh la vest, for example, where she has the tumma l'mafreya meyesleis, mita nami metamya, the bed would also be tummy. Misayevu v'ziri. And in fact, this supports something ziri said. Tama ziri said, meyesleis shevenida oisam mishkov u'moishav, has the ability to be oisam mishkov u'moishav, v'tama adam, l'tame begadim. A nida has a very special tumma. Any person that has tumma that's yoitza migufa, nida, zav, zava. So one of the unique halachos that they have in their tumah v'tahira is that the metame tumas mishkov u'moishav, which means anything they sit on, anything they lie on, anything that they ride on would become tameh, would have a unique type of tumah, tumas mikdash, tumas mishkov u'moishav. One of the chidushim of tumas mishkov u'moishav is that if somebody touches that shear, let's say that Anita sat on, not only does he become tameh, his clothing become tameh. So similar to someone that eats in a veil of an oif tahar, that loch is metame begadim at beis abliya. When the iftar goes into his beis abliya, the begadim that he's wearing becomes tameh. So that loch, if someone comes in contact with the mishkav of moishav of anida, the begadim that he's wearing becomes tameh. Here's the shayla. This tumma of meyes le'ez, the tumma of mafrei that the chamu mechadish in the first mishnah mesechtes nida, is it metame tumma of mafreya even with the chumra of tumas mishkav u'moishav, or is it not with the tumma of mishkav u'moishav? Zok di gemara, that's why it said mita. You know why it said mita? Because what the Mishnah wants to say is that this woman was sitting on a mita, she was a sechtes b'tahira, she got up, being that she's daya shaita, because she's an isha sheyesh laves, there's no tumma of mafreya, which means the tahiras are not tumma of mafreya. It means the mita is not tumma of mafreya. Oh, meaning if she wasn't daya shaita, if there would be tumma of mi'eslaes, the tahiras would be tumma of mafreya, and the mita would be tumma of mafreya. You'd have tumas mishkav u'moishav, which is the Iri's halacha. Iri said this. Either way, Zok to Gemara, this is Misayele Lizir Iri. But yet the Gemara comes along and the Gemara asks Akasha. And this question is a game changer. And really, when you learn Masechtas Nida, the Eon, you almost have to start, not mamish start, but this is a very, very important Gemara as it relates to understanding the first Tosfos of Masechtas Nida, and really the whole arichos of the Rishonim in terms of the basic understanding of Tumah LaMafreya. So at this point, Daf Hei Amid Beis, after learning two or three blot in Masechtas Nida, comes again the Gemara, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mechti, I don't understand. You're telling me that Tumah Me'es Le'es is all-inclusive. So much so, they even have Tumas Mishka V'moishah, which means if a woman was sitting on a mita and she stood up, she did a medika, she found dam, to the extent that this Tumah Me'es Le'es, the Chachamim Shita, the halacha is, the mita will now become tam. The mita is a dover, it's a chavtza, she'im by das lishol, that can't have a coherent conversation with you, right? You can't communicate with a mita. Mita can't talk. The chol dover she'im by das lishol, and we know that halacha is, right? That any dover that's aim by das lishol, I thought you weren't sure. Sveikai tahar, that halacha is that when you have a suffix, it's tahar. So freak the Gemara, why should the mita even be tameh? Fashtenish. The rule is chol dover she'im by das lishol, sveikai tahar. So Kaldava Shemit Asli Shal Sveik Tar, and the whole Tumah LaMafreya is really only a suffix because we don't know when the dam was there. So it should be tar. So why in the world are we tummy here in the first place? Now, what's the background to the Gemara's Kasha? The background to the Gemara's Kasha is a rule. We had this already in Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid Sveikai Tameh. Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabin Sveikai Tar. How do we know that? We learned that from Soita. Every Sofik Soita Sveikai Tameh, a Sa'ua Kavadai. A Sofik Soita is always a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid because by definition happened Al Yidei Stira, which means it happened in a private area. Just the man and the woman were there, which means it was Bishus HaYochid. There the Allah is Sveikai Tameh. So we learned two things. Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid Sveikai Tameh. We also learned Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabin Sveikai Tahar. Additionally, the suffix tumma of suffix soita is a suffix with regards to a davar sheyesh by das lishahel. Did this woman become tummy? Vihinat ma. Right? She's the one becoming tummy. She's the source of the tumma here. It's the bia. She becomes tummy. She's a davar sheyesh by das lishahel. You could talk to her. You could ask her. Was there a bia? Was there not a bia? And we learn from that the only time you say suffix tumma is just hayachit sveikoi tame is if it was similar to soita, it's a davar sheyesh by das lishahel. But it's a davar sheyesh by das lishahel, then the halach is sveikoi tahar. Meaning, just like Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikai Tahar, because it's not Sofik Soita, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Kishe'im B'Das Lishol, is also Sveikai Tahar. Because again, it's not Sofik Soita. Sveik to Gemara Kasha, every Sofik Nida is the Sofik Tumah. Right, this is all a Sofik Tumah here. We're dealing with a woman did a Badika, we have a Sofik now, last 24 hours. Was there Dam, was there not Dam? I don't know, it's a Sofik. Sveik to Gemara, it's a Sofik Tumah. Be'im B'Das Lishol, if that's the case, the halacha should be Sveikai Tahar. When did the Gemara ask the Kasha? When we said that included in the halacha of Tumah Me'es La'es is the mita is the Chadav Hashem Be'das Lishol. Now, the obvious question is, and what about the Tyrus that she was Isaacus in? What do we think we were talking about until now? She was Isaacus Patyrus. Why is the Tyrus not a Dover Shem Be'das Lishol? So the Tyrus is, because being that she was holding the Tyrus, that's the assumption, so being that she was holding the Tyrus, so it's being held by a person who's a dover sheyesh by das lishol, so the tyrus now get the status. Oh, big chidushim! Get the status of a dover sheyesh by das lishol, so therefore it doesn't fall into that category. But if she was a sheves ala mita, so b'chari nobody's holding the bed. So if nobody's holding the bed, it's dover sheyesh by das lishol. It's straight to Gemara. Why do we have tumah me'es le'es? L'chayra, it should be a suffik tumah, gishayim by das lishol, and the halacha should be sveikai tahar. And the Gemara was so bothered with this kasha that listened to the Gemara's teretz. Tirgama Ziri said, I know the teretz, gishachabri sel, noises oisavimita. You have to say the Mishnah's talking about where the bed wasn't sitting on the ground. Her friends were holding the mita, they were physically holding the bed, and being that they were holding the bed, so it comes out the mita's like the tahiris. It's in the hand of a davar sheyesh by das lishol, and that's why that's the way it's. But you have a look. Yad chavroy says, "Look, the Gemara of Hashadam Rabbi Yochanan." Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Sapik toma babi deyadam." This shalom aleo. Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush in the halacha of davar sheyesh by das lishol, davar sheyesh by das lishol. Meaning, pasha, you learn, you look at the item that is in question. Is this tummy? Is this not tummy? Okay, is it a davar sheyesh by das lishol, or is it davar sheyesh by das lishol? Rabbi Yochanan said that when we talk about davar sheyesh by and davar sheyesh by, you take the source of tumma into account as well. So if the source of tumma, if the tumma happened al yaday a davar sheyesh by das lishol, even if the subject of the tumma, meaning is this tummy or not, is a davar sheyesh by das lishol, It doesn't matter. We look at it as a davar she'yesh b'dasisha. We don't just look at the thing that's in question whether or not it's tummy. We look at the source of the tumah. And by the way, Rashi says that there's two examples of this. The classic example is Nita. Nita is the source of tumah, and she's a davar she'yesh b'dasisha. But it's even more than that. What would be if somebody was holding a sheretz, Rashi, and now we have a suffix if he touched something or he didn't touch something? So the suffix is if the sheretz touched something and was metamed, but the person was holding the sheretz. So again, we look now at this tumah as a tumah of a davar she'yesh b'das lisha, even if the thing that it may have been metamah is a davar she'yesh b'das lisha, because the source of the tumah is a davar she'yesh b'das lisha. Hagam, it's not true, because the source of the tumah is a sheretz, who's an eibay das lisha. You can't have a conversation with a sheretz either, but the person's holding it. So it's ba'al yedei adam. But either way, zok tigam ha'ashad, I'm Rabbi Yechana. Sofik tumah bo bidei adam nishol and aleh, afil kimuruch ha'gabi karka, kimisha yesh b'das lisha, if that's the case, afa pishen chavrisa, noisis lois of the mita. You don't have to come out to this akimta that chavrisel with noises like the kids. That's one kufa. I'm Rav Yechon. Sofik tumah bavi deyadim neshalom olel. Afilu bekli amunuch agabi karka. Kimisha yesh b'das lishol. Rav Yechon is my meister. If you ask your kasha, hoye mesada betalisoi utayrois v'tumah is betzidoi. Somebody was putting on his talis. He was putting on a talis. I think of you're putting on your talis gadol by davening. And he wraps it around him, and there was tumah there. There was tyrus there, and he has no idea what he touched or what he didn't touch as he was putting on his talis. Meaning, he has a concern that he may have touched tumah with his talis, and then the tumah touched the tyrus. So it could be he was metamathing. Safik naga, safik loy naga. So if he has a safik, what happened? Aloch is tahar. Aloch is tahar. The M-E-F-sha elam ke naga. Let's say it's impossible, it's inevitable that he touched the tumah and then touched the tyrus. When he put on his talus, then he's going to be tamei. Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Oimrim lo shnei v'shoina." No, there's a very easy way to do this. You know, we tell him to repeat. Do it again. Let's see what happens the next time. The assumption is that whatever happens the second time happened the first time. So if the second time it touches the tumah and touches the hatayra, then there's going to be tumah. If the second time it doesn't touch the tumah and then touch the hatayra, then he's going to be tumah. Unrelated, told him, no, ain't shayna b'tahayris. It doesn't work. What's the Gemara's kasha? Amai. But what did the Mishnah say? Safik naga, safik loy naga, tar. That was the original halacha. Again, hoye misate p'talisa utahayris v'tumas p'tzidai. Now you have a Safik Tumah. The Loch is Safik Naga, Safik Loi Naga, Tahar. Why Tahar? What if it happened in a Rishus Ayachid? What happened to the Loch of Safik Tumah, Rishus Ayachid, Sveikoi Tame? Oh, some stomach you're going to tell me. It's the Dovah Shem Bedas Lishoel. What are we handling? We're handling the Tyrus. Nobody was holding it. There's no Yad Chavri Seo here. So the assumption is it's the Dovah Shem Bedas Lishoel. But the Gemara's Kasha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ha Safik Tumah, Bobby De Adamu. What caused the Tumah? This person who's wrapping himself with a palace. So being that I came out of De Adam, and he's a Dovah Shem Bedas Lishoel, so that should be Tumah. So the Gemara says, I hear it's a great Kasha. However, Bar Mino Dahi, you can't ask Kashas from there. The Tani Rav Oishkes, Rav Oishkes already taught a Braisa. He edited this whole halacha. Bishus Hayochid Sveikai Tahar, Bishus Ram Sveikai Tahar. If it would have said only Bish, if it would have said even Bishus Hayochid Sveikai Tahar, you'd have a good Kasha. But Rav Oishkes already elaborated, clarified the Braisa. It's only Bishus Hayochid that it's Sveikai Tahar. Bishus Hayochid it's Sveikai Tahar. So it's very good. Adira, if anything, maybe to write Rabbi Yochanan. That you see from here that even though the item that we're not sure whether it became Tahar or not is Dovah Shem Bedas Lisha, but being that it's Ba Yedei, that in and of itself is going to be a reason for it to be tamei. So just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, and again, the sugyas in the beginning of Masechta Tzedakah are hard, and they really require a lot of time, way, way beyond the scope of what we're able to do in the allotted time that we have here in the morning. But just one ha'ara, just based on this last gemara. The gemara here on Daf Hei Amid Beis, Kum Tzefregan Akasha. Break the gemara that it's mashma from the Mishnah that this nida, it, to the extent that the Tumah of Afreya would be invoked, may a slaves, the Chachamim Shita, like the Reza, like the Reza, that every Nida has Tumah of Afreya, if she was sitting on a Mita, the Tumah would apply even to the Mita. And I said, it's a big Kiddush. The point is that there's going to be Tumah's Mishka of a Mita. But the Gemara is Takasha, I don't understand. How could there be Tumah on the Mita? The Mita is a Dovah She'im by Das Lishoel, and the rule is Safik Tumah, but She'im by Das Lishoel, the Halacha always is Sveikah Tumah. Meaning, it sounds like the Gemara wants to make sense of the first Mishnah in Masechtas Nida with the laws of Safik Tumah. Safik Tumah b'shus hayachid svei keitar. Safik Tumah b'shus harabim svei keitar. Okay, Nida that base is the Safik Tumah, right? You have a Safik. Was she tummy the last 24 hours or not? This whole shayla, shamei hilda chachamim, at the end of the day is a shayla of Safik Tumah. And the Gemara feels you have to reconcile the first Mishnah Nida with the klal of Safik Tomer B'Shosa Yachet Sveikai Tomei, Safik Tomer B'Shosa Rabim Sveikai Tar. And therefore, the Gemara says, I think we just tripped up. We made it till Dafei Amid Beis. But on Dafei Amid Beis, when we got to the end of the Mishnah, this is where we had an issue. Oh, the mitas Tomei, Mishka B'Maisha, Dovash Ein Bay Das Lisha, that's a sifkaten in the laws of Safik Tomer, and this doesn't stem. Up until this point, everything connect. Mamish, the first Mishnah, everything we learned until this point stems with the halachas of Safik Tomer. So I'm going to ask you two kashas. They're not my kashas, they're Tosfos kashas. Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ramah, every Rishon asks this kashas, these kashas, that this is really the psicha to the sugya. And that is, number one, the Mishnah said, Shama Yoimer, Kol Anoshim Daya Shaita. Hillel said, no, you have to be conservative, Kidulkis. Okay, we're my time in the Shama. And the Gemara said, four pshatim. By far the most difficult one, and the one that really the Gemara spent the most time on was Kasava Shammai. Shammai holds Hemed Isha Al Cheskasa the Isha Becheskas Toyrei Medes. You want to know why Kol Anoshim Daishai? Well, what are you worried about? You have a suffix. Maybe she was Tommy earlier. She has a Cheskas Toyrei. I mean, if she has a Cheskas Toyrei, you don't have to be worried. Hillel didn't love the Chazaka, but it's Mavur. We saw this already. We're going to see it more clearly in the coming days. But we already learned enough of the beginning of Masechtas Nida to know that even Hillel, who didn't like the Chazaka, but it's only a Chumra of Hillel. First of all, Hillel said it's a Safik. Additionally, Hillel said it with regards to Truma. He said it with regards to Kachim. Right? He didn't say it. That's why he wasn't worried about Bittul Piri Verivya, because Hillel said it was only a Chumra. Remember the Gemara and Daf Gimel of this. So Hillel was worried about it, but Hillel be a Soideh was masking to the Chazaka. That means the first teretz of the Gemara, the psicha of the Gemara of Masechtas Nida is that in this case you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry Be'etzem L'mafreya. That's why Shamba holds Daya Shait, and even Hillel is only Machmer in certain areas. It's because Hemed Isha al Cheskasa, the Isha Becheskas Toyroi Medes. Freitois Akasha, Chazaka? Do you use Chazaka by Safik Toma? Again, Safik Toma Bershus Ayachit Sveikai Tome. Answer your question. What's the Safik? Safik Noga? Person has a Safik. Did he touch a Sheretz? Did he not touch a Sheretz? Where did it happen? In a Rishus Ayachit. What's the Alachi Yotome? What do you mean? I'm Becheskas Tyra. Elamai, the Gemara Chulin Daf Yuramid Beis that says Minaha Milsa Damer Rabbanon Oikmi Milsa Achezak. It doesn't apply to Safik Toma. It's Pasha. That's the Aleph. In fact, Tosfos Masechtas Nazir Daf Zayinam and Aleph says that I hold that the Halach of Safik Toma B'Shus HaRab and Sveik Kaitar has nothing to do with the Halach of Moshe Misina of Safik Toma. It's not learned out from Saita. He says, why? He said, because what do I need a limud for? I need a limud to learn Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar. It's Pashit Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar. Every Safik without Saita would be Sveikai Tar. It's a Gemara Chulun Daf Yud. Because that's the Halacha of Chazaka. The Chiddush is that Safik Tomer B'Shus HaYachid, you don't go Basa Chazaka. That you say Sveikai Tomer. But to tell me Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar, Chtaf Nishkan Limudim, it's Pashit. Right, it's Pashit Zog Tois, it's Machlokes Rishonim. But Tois Vashita is that Safik Toma B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tar has nothing to do with Saita. I don't need Saita for it. It's Pashit that it's Sveikai Tar. It's Sveikai Tar because I have a Chazaka. The only thing I need to learn out from Saita is the reverse. When I'm going Kenegad the Chazaka, that's a Chiddush, that's an Oiftu. Safik Toma B'Shus HaYachid, Sveikai Tar, what happened to the Chazaka? The Teretz is, it's a Hilchasa. Safik Toma B'Shus HaYachid. If that's the case, the first Tois is right here in the Masechta, right away, the fourth time, Maishnami calls Safik. The Gemara says, "Time of the Shammai that Shammai holds. Time of the Shammai that Shammai holds. That Kol Anoshim Dayin Shaitan is because Hemet Yishal Cheskasa. What do you mean? It's a Safik Toma, and by every Safik Toma, you're not Hemet Yishal Cheskasa. So the Chayra, why would the Halacha be over here? Hemet Yishal Cheskasa. How do you start the Gemara? Maishna this Safik Toma Mies Lies from every Safik Toma. From every Safik Toma, that's the first Kasha. The second Kasha is." When we talk about Safik Tomer B'Shus HaYachid and Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim, so what's the definition? How many people have to be in the Rishus? What's the definition of a Rishus HaRabim? So, for example, Hilchas Shabbos. So, what's a Rishus HaRabim? It has to be Tezayin Amis and as the foolish me based on Stodim, 600,000 people, Barapake, all the Eruvim, all the Shilas come from, right? That's the Rishus HaRabim. It's not clear what a Rishus HaRabim is. You know what the definition of a Rishus HaRabim is when it comes to Safik Tomer? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. Sechtes Nazir. Daphne Zayin Amidav. The Gemara over there has a very complicated case where there were two Nazirim that we know for sure one became Tomei to a Mace. So there was a person, he saw two Nazirim walking down the road, and one person standing knows one of them became Tomei. He's not sure which one. See, each one now is a Suffolk Nazir Tomei. Now, Nazir Tomei is treated very different than a Nazir Tar. Different Karbonis. So he said, the Nazir has to start all over. So there's a lot of shite, right? There's big Nafkiminas. So to Gemara, and it's a long, complicated Mishnah. You bring a carbon, I want tonight my carbon, your carbon. It's a Kacha Mishnah. There's a lot of halachas of how you treat these two Nazirim. So to Gemara. Menu de ezem ikan. So the halach is complicated. Vamai freit the Gemara. Kol sofik tomer b'shos hayochid. Mechi alfin ala misoito. Mas soito by of a nevelas. Av kol sofik tomer b'shos hayochid. Could go into incubate tray. Av halacha freit the Gemara. Freit the Gemara. I think that halacha should be sofik tomer b'shos hayochid. You know why? Because what's the definition of b'shos hayochid too? Because what's the makar? Soito. Doesn't say yochid or rabin. It says dumya de saita, not dumya de saita. What's dumya de saita? There's a boil and a novellas. Meaning, any time you have more than the boil and the novellas, it should be a rishus rabin. In this case, you have this person who's witnessing this, and the two nazim, you have three people. Oh, three people, it's already a rishus rabin. It's very tais akasha. Yeah. That Rishus HaRabim is already three people. That's the case. I don't understand. We just learned a Gemara where the Gemara had a problem with the Mita. The Gemara said, why is the Mita Tame? It's a Dove Shem Beidas Lisha. And what did the Gemara say? Her friends were carrying her on a bed. She's an important person. And her friends were carrying her on the bed. But if her friends, Lashon Rabim, are carrying her, you have at least three people here. You have the Nida and the two people. If that's the case, it's a Rishus HaRabim. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, why is the Tumah Mi'eis La'eis? What happened to Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Svei Kaitar? L'chayri, the Gemara's Akimta just turned it into a Rishus HaRabim. So you have two kashas. Number one, the Gemara says, Ukmi Isha Cheskasa, Shama Yishiti Min Hilz Moida Ba'etzem. L'chayra, what do you mean, Ukmi Isha Cheskasa? Sofi Tum Rishos HaYochid. Noch them, noch HaKasha, the Gemara, one of its theorem, wanted to turn it into a Rishos HaRabim. Because Shechavri said, no, he says, meet the base on the Gemara, doesn't nun Zayin Amanal. If it's a Rishos HaRabim, it should be Svei Katar. So what would be the convenient answer to all this? I don't know, maybe Tumah L'Mafrei is different than a Sofik Tumah. Maybe Sofik Tumah L'Chod, this is a Tumah L'Mafrei, it's a unique Tumah, and Azayis Bavur in the Rishonim. The problem is, Frag in the Rishonim, if that's the case, if you're going to tell me you can't apply the halacha of Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid Svei Kaitar, and you can't apply the halacha of Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Svei Kaitar, if both of those halachas are not applicable, then what was the Gemara's kasha that Amita Zadav Hashem Beidas Lishael, L'chayra, who cares it's Zadav Hashem Beidas Lishael? That's all in the world of Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. This is clearly a different type of Sofik Tumah. Tumah Mi'eis La'eis, Tumah L'Mafrei, whatever it is, it must defy it. Because if it doesn't defy it, why are we talking about Chazakis? And why, when there were three people, were we still worried about the Tumah again? This is just the Haskalas Advarim. Obviously, it all starts from here. Just to at least mention some of the raid that we're skipping over.